Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Latrice Collins. Welcome to The Career Brand. We are so excited to be here this morning. As you know, this is a new show all around helping you to ignite your career and get to that next level. Now, in this show, we are starting the Prime Series. And as you recall, the Prime Series is Power in Ready in Minutes. That's Power Ready in Minutes. In our new Prime Series, in 15 minutes or less, we're going to cover different topics that's designed especially for you in order for you to grow as a person and to grow in your career. So as I promised earlier, buckle up and get ready. Here we go. If you would like to join us on the call or have any questions, let me give you that number right quick for you to call in on. That is 347-324-5330. Again, that's 347-324-5330. Okay, let's get started. Now, today's show is all about distinguishing yourself in a crowd. Today, we're going to explore what's called KSAs. So, many people have heard of KSAs, some of you have not. So, just in case, I'm going to break it down for you so you know what that stands for. Now, the KSAs are all around what people look for and companies look for to distinguish yourself or distinguish people one from another to decide who gets a job, who gets a promotion, and how much people get on their evaluations. So really, really important. This is also something that has been determined that to help people develop interviewing questions. So it's really, really important that we get this down. So I'm starting a little bit to give you some time to get your piece of paper and pencil ready. But, of course, you can always re-listen to the show. So let's get started on what are KSAs. KSA stands for Knowledge, Skills, and Abilities. Now, they are a list of unique qualifications or personal attributes that are usually necessary to perform a particular job and a particular task. Companies and individuals use KSAs in order to develop job descriptions and to do your performance review. So, you know, considering the time of year right now, many people are at their job either about to get a performance review, they're about to get goal setting, things like that. So this is really important to understand in order to know how to do your self-evaluation even stronger. We're also going to talk by the end on how you use these to really build yourself in the eyes of that hiring and promoting person. So with KSAs, you have that in 2008, the personal management of 2008, that was with the federal government, they started a personal guidance to make sure that people were being considered equally and then being able to have a very clear distinction between what's needed for the job and people who qualify for the job so that they can kind of eliminate people being able to say that they were better qualified and somebody else got the job instead. So with that, they came up with these KSAs to really help identify really defining factors for identifying which person is going to be the best person for the job. Okay? So I'm going to break that down for you on what it means. The first part is knowledge. Knowledge is really around the mastery of facts. You know, the range of information on a particular subject area. So this really focuses on, remember our career brands? This one focuses on what do you know, right? So knowledge is really key for helping understand exactly what information does that person know, these are facts, that they know in order to do that job. So they're going to be balancing and comparing you against that knowledge against another person. The second is skills. Now, skills is your proficiency or your expertise level. This is the competency that's given in that area, which is slightly different than knowledge. One tells what you know, But skill helps them understand what you can do. So have you ever met a person who knew a lot but they couldn't do anything? Yeah, that's this. Okay, so and in some cases, you need a person who knows a lot. It doesn't matter if they can do it because they know it so they can explain to you exactly how to do it the right way. So this is a combination now of you know some things and they know you can do some things. This also is seen whether it's in science, or arts, or crafts, or computer programming, or anything like that. What level can you do it? And then the next one is your abilities. Abilities demonstrate the performance when you use the knowledge and the skills, right? So when you're talking abilities now, you're talking about that person's natural talent to be able to stretch the knowledge and the skills in order to apply it on a whole different level. Is that making sense? Okay. So remember, if you want to call in, now this may also, we're going to play this again later. So right now this is a record, this is the actual live, but if you want to call in, that is 347-324-5330. Okay, so let's keep going. So now that we understand what knowledge, skills, and abilities are, we all have them. Each person has one. So what would really be key for you to do in your world is to then be able to identify what are your knowledge, skills, and abilities. So let me help you with that. The first thing to do is just sit down for a moment. Just sit down and just do brain mapping. You know, and that's just when you just flush your brain with all kind of information, just jotting it on a page. It doesn't have to be in a straight line. It can just be all over a piece of paper. What are the things you know? Just write it down, write it down, write it down. And then write down, what are the things I can do? Just write it down, right? Then focus on what are my natural abilities? I can stretch further. You might be a complex thinker. You might be analytical. You might be able to kind of corral a group of people into going in one direction. Those are sweet abilities to be able to do that sets you apart from others. So first off is to just write those things down. So you can just take a moment and do it quick. See how many you can write down in 3 minutes. Normally, it should be like popcorn. And what I mean by popcorn is start writing things down. It just comes out. You hear me snapping my fingers. Write them down, write them down. And at a certain point, you hear it's not popping like popcorn does. It's taking you a longer time to get more out. That means you're done. Because at this point, you got all the key factors for you. You can even ask your friends to do this for you as well. Just ask them to throw ideas out for you. Throw things out on how they would describe you. What do they know you know? What can you do? What's your abilities? And it'll be a beautiful day when you start seeing all these attributes show up around your name. So what do you do with that information? So now you take that information to create your documentation or your discussions. So when I say your documentation, that means what when it comes to careers? That is your resumes, your cover letters, your performance reviews. All those items are necessary where they're taking a snapshot of who you are and what you know and what you can do. You can also look, in case you got a little stumped on some descriptions about yourself, look at your current job description, your previous evaluations. Look at any of those items to help you identify what are some things you might have forgotten about yourself. Because chances are, that's what happens. We do so many things that quite frequently we forget how good we are, or we forget that, wow, I'm good at that as well. So this way you can start jotting some things down and talking to friends or peers or your managers in order to identify really what are your key attributes that help you set yourself apart and distinguish you from other people. Now, once you've created these items, now you're able to use them in discussions and using them to move yourself further. So now, first of all, you have now been able to write down your own job description. This is for who you are and what you're capable of doing. But most people don't have job descriptions written directly around them. Now, some do. Don't get me wrong. It happens. When your brand gets that strong, people write jobs around you so that they can make sure they can fit you into their organization. But until that point, How about we now figure out how to help you align to something else? So here's what you do. If you're using your KSAs because you have your performance reviews coming up and you want to make sure that you get your scores in there higher, or you have your goal setting. So let's start with a performance review first, since this is the time of year for that. So what you would do if this is your performance review, take your actual performance review job, your job description, and now bump that up. Look at all the attributes that company said they're looking for. Now bump that up against what you've just created so that you can see where you shine. And then you might want to highlight the items in the job description that you know you soar in. Highlight those and now start writing down examples within the year that you've done that really supports that particular job description. Remember to stretch. That doesn't mean lie. Let's get it straight. That means, remember, don't just put the average thing you've done. Think about that special thing that you did so you can show that you stretch higher and better than everyone else in that category. The same can be true for jobs you're looking for. You want to look at the job description. You want to identify which areas are your areas and think about the most complex thing or the most impressive thing you've done in those areas and write that up. So now when you write your cover letter or your job description, or your resume, you're able to then pair it with the exact wording that you've seen on these other two critical documents so that you can show this is exactly what you were looking for, and I have that and more. Now, the last area where you can use this is when it comes to goal setting. So especially if you're either setting a goal, you and your manager are setting a goal for that year, for what can you do to be the outstanding person. That's what you want to always aim for. And you want to put that in their mind that that's what you're aiming for, because that helps them think of you that way and you kind of get to that slot. So when you're looking at the goals, now you can identify, I see these particular descriptions, but how do I stretch this particular bullet point I'm looking at, whatever it is, for me to be even better? What's outstanding in that one area? And then shoot for it. And that might require that you get mentors, and that might require that your boss spends a little more time with you, but shoot for it so that by the end of the year, next year, you not only can show that you were effectively doing your job, but you exceeded in that area, and you were able to do that by bringing in the boss, bringing in mentors, bringing in more people to help you get to the next level. Or, again, if you're looking for a job, it helps you to be able to really showcase how you have achieved that level. Does that make sense? Well, that's it for me today. It's been 15 minutes. As I promised, we are prime. We're power ready in minutes, and just wanted to make sure in this series I gave you some nuggets of information just on time. Don't forget to check us out at our website, www.thecareerbrand.com. Again, it's Latrice Collins. Thanks so much for your time. You guys have a great day.